pictures, six in number, are in essence commercial, except I suppose you could argue that the RRs aren't commercial, perhaps. But certainly the TLDs, the registrars, business constituency, the trademark constituency, they're sort of, these are the individual groups of commercial interests that operate the internet, that function in the internet. And there was really no place in those constituencies for the people who use, the masses of people who use the internet for non-commercial, non-profit, non-business reasons, which includes all those millions of websites that we see which don't sell anything. Artists, writers, researchers, scientists, librarians, educators, and all the myriad other activities which don't include an exchange of money. So, myself, or particularly seeing, I've always seen myself as sort of the unofficial spokesperson for that element on the internet, whether I've been designated as such or not, because I am myself a non-business, non-commercial user. I have no commercial interest in the internet. I earn my living other ways. But I use the internet for communication. Anyway, when Esther Dyson and the board in Singapore at the end of the press conference named as the seventh constituency the non-commercial domain name holders constituency, it sounded to me in my ears, in my head, like the right title, because it does separate out and give a place to all those people disenfranchised from all the other constituencies. So I would have to say that the ICIU, my organization, and the proposals, the guidelines, our fundamental principle is that this constituency should be exclusively for people who are themselves involved in non-commercial activities on the internet, and should not be a place where anyone involved primarily, or even secondarily, as commercial activity on the internet should not gather in this constituency. All right.
So, Michael, if you were to summarize your report, would you say?
We agree with the title. We want the title to define everybody in this constituency very strictly as people who have to use the internet for non-commercial reasons.
Wait, no, not membership.
Anyone.
Non-commercial
communities. Groups of one, two, or more. Okay? We're not interested in how many people are involved, how they want to join, that's their business. You know, two people want to get done that together and call themselves mm-hmm. That's their business. Yeah.
No,
I would say our goal.
Representing
the internet? Yeah. We want this constituency to speak for the non-commercial users in their opposition, because that's what the politics of this organization are. That is, within the DNSO, there will be policy created, and we want this constituency to have to be the voice for those who will speak independently of the commercial interests on the internet, who are represented in the other systems.
Independent,
separate. And probably in most cases in opposition to it, because that's what the discussions will be. There will be policy, and that policy will be moved by commercial interests.
So,
to dominate.
If I can clarify, we see the non-commercial constituency as part of the product of the dichotomy of the net.
Yes, very much so.
And I don't want to get too involved in discussion of individual proposals. I want to get all three of them on the table so David can get away.
Okay.
Could you add Our proposal represents a collective effort, as Don Heath pointed out, of a large number of organizations. I think it's up to at least over 20 now. It's posted on our website. Fortunately, the Internet Society volunteers to provide the website, but that does not mean this is an Internet Society proposal. It's rather the proposal of the entire group of organizations which are global in their composition. We have groups from Asia Pacific to Latin America, North America, Europe, and so on. Our goal is to form a constituency consisting of organizations representative of the interests of their members. And as we stated on our initial criteria, this would not include individual members on the grounds that number one, that would be impractical, and number two, their interests are well represented elsewhere, including at large membership in the ICANN. Question? I'm sorry? We'll be happy to get into that, but maybe that's a bit wrong. The goal is to form a constituency of organizations having not non-commercial goals. As we said in the website, they may not necessarily formally incorporated, but recognize that they have substantially similar purposes. As those incorporated educational, religious, charitable, professional types of organizations. And we said that we would exclude what in American law we refer to as trade associations, technically 501c6 organizations, which are organized to promote primarily the commercial interests of members, even though technically they may be not-for-profit. It's a very fine line. Of course, in American law, at least, and I'm sure everywhere else, the tax authorities go nuts trying to determine what's commercial and what's non-commercial. And this organization will undoubtedly have the same problems. One quick footnote, which I think is important, the history of this constituency really goes back well before Singapore. And to my knowledge, I think we can give Christopher Wilkinson of the European Union credit for having come up with the idea that the proposals made in Barcelona, then in Monterey, and finally in Washington, D.C., were not sufficiently inclusive of what Europeans call NGOs, the non-governmental organizations, or what we're now calling the non-commercial dominion holders. And there was, I think, substantial agreement by all parties that the NGOs, charitable organizations, educational institutions needed a place, and that was the inception, really, of this non-commercial constituency, which was then adopted, and correctly so, I think, by ICANN in Singapore. So the goal is, in summary, to bring in all of the organizations that are non-commercial, very broadly speaking. Well, that's really, those are examples. Right? I think it's even more inclusive because it's non-commercial organizations, non-governmental, non-commercial organizations, representing non-commercial interests. But the goal is to form a non-commercial constituency. The membership is to be inclusive of the non-commercial, non-governmental organizations that are otherwise not represented among the other constituencies.
Okay, representation of people who are not represented in other constituencies.
Of organizations, I think those are issues that have to be left up to our credentials committee, because it's, as I said, having had experience with this, these fine lines are very difficult. I don't think you could require incorporation as a condition of membership, because that would exclude, very large organizations. The IETF, of course, a classic example, which is not incorporated. Would exclude individuals if their interests are adequately covered elsewhere.
We're not discussing membership yet. Nobody has not had a chance to talk about the goals of his organization. So can we do this in order and that might set it?
You will also see the goal of your constituency based on the government of stakeholders in the region.
Yes.
So, how do you
I think it's dichotomy. We can philosophize about this forever, but everybody has to make a living. And when you talk about what's commercial and what's non-commercial, you get into some very sticky areas.
So, like Michael Sondros,
The Association for Computer Machinery's Internet Governance Committee compromise proposal. And I think we too, similarly to both of the people who have spoken so far, saw this as a way to represent people who had otherwise been excluded from the constituency structure of ICANN. I think we, in particular, tied it to the constituency model that ICANN set up. And we looked at it and said, what is the purpose of having a constituency breakdown in terms of representation on the GNSO? Well, the only legitimate rationale for that is that you can protect certain areas within which groups to an entire homogeneous pool of GNSO members would be a minority. But within a constituency, there may be a majority. That is, as far as I can determine, the only legitimate rationale for having a constituency structure at all. And what we looked at here was a situation where, let's take the typical Internet Society member. Let's take David, for example. David would be eligible for the trademark constituency because he's a trademark
This is not a personality issue.
This has to do with the goal of protecting a space for people who are particularly involved in non-commercial
I think you are entering into a debate about my interests, which is entirely...
There's some people from the registries here, and I believe they identify themselves as observers correctly enough, because they themselves appreciate the fact that this really this would not be an appropriate constituency for registrars or registrars, because they are, in essence, commercial organizations.
Okay. Given, I guess, the specificity of the bad choice in these days is an example, I accept that.
I have a trademark. I'm not an organization that's organized, but anyway,
let me just get my 5 minutes into explaining the goals that we established, okay? Take myself. I'm an educator. I'm deeply involved in internet stuff. But where do I fit in with this? I'm not a member of any of the big trademark organizations. I'm not an ISP. I'm not a registrar. I'm not a GTLD registry or a PCTLD registry. Where do I fit? There's only one place for me. Now, our goal in defining the structure the way we defined it was to make sure that people who have no other place to go and are genuinely non-commercial in orientation actually have a place that is their space, that is not something that is caught up in the politics of NSI versus CORE, that is not caught up in the politics of country codes versus GTLD, or all of the other things which would be trying to use this constituency to make it a proxy in those bigger political wars. We wanted it to be a genuinely protected space for non-commercial interests. And by non-commercial, we specifically do not mean just non-profit. That is, there are lots of entities that are non-profit that, in our opinion, do not necessarily meet the goals of just non-commercial constituencies. Obvious cases are trade associations, which are organized generally as non-profit organizations. Another example would be standardization organizations, which are organized to facilitate coordination among industries. Now, yes, these standards organizations may be non-profit, but it doesn't seem to me that they're representing or are capable of representing a non-commercial perspective. I mean people who are using the internet basically not to make money, but to communicate and to engage in cultural and social activities.
And I just make one observation. From this very exchange of questions, we see already how sticky the whole government in commercial and non-commercial is. It is going to be unworkable.
Well, can I say that the goal is to be representing the internet for communication?
I would say accepted space is the key concept that I'm going to have today.
Yeah.
For non-commercial, that is, people who use
speech
and utilization.
How do you define non-commercial?
We appreciate the philosophy behind your proposal for an independent constituency, which does not make a commercial, non-commercial distinction. This constituency has been defined and allocated as a constituency. It's defined by commercial reasons. There's no point in going back now and saying you can't define constituencies by commercial reasons. There's a constituency called the business constituency, which at this very moment is meeting, and it's I can't participate in that. They won't let me because I don't have a business. I'm the internet. They're trying to be quiet. I'm not part of the meeting. Right? So these constituencies have been defined by commercial reasons. Huh?
They might let me in.
They might let you in, but I don't have a choice.
All right.
You're
probably the constituency that everybody in, and then when it's formed, then you'll see that there's going to be a membership and you have different constituencies.
Our general thrust was that we would want to use the mutually exclusive
certainly with the business constituents.
In other words, they might. If you have to choose between the number of the IFP constituencies, it should not also be in the non-community.
Yes, but I think that the review on the list, that I'm not really sure if X will join this constituency. I said very clearly that X wants to participate in the definition of this because they're looking with a lot of interest. Now, whether we will join once the constituency is done or not, that's a different story. Our objective then is to set up a clear set of rules and to make it cool the NSO process work.
Right.
Not to cut more or less space for ourselves.
Yeah, because the problem there is that people can multiply in a very different types. I mean, remember, this is a different return game in the constituent discussion, and we know that it's going on.
Correct.
Well, it has been defined in a particularly ambiguous way. The board has said that anyone can participate in any of the constituency meetings. That, to begin with, strikes me as kind of productive and opens the door to all sorts of contradictions and ambiguity. If you're going to give a constituency a name, then it seems to me you've got to at least adhere to that as the definition of a constituency. What's the point of having a business constituency which is filled with non-commercial interests? By the same token, what's the point of having a non-commercial constituency filled with business interests? If you're going to do that, you might just as well have just a general assembly, and there's no point in trying to have constituencies. If they have any functions at all, it's because they're mutually exclusive, and their memberships are specific and not general.
What do you say? You know, there's an unfortunate thing, which is many individuals in some organizations actually have two functions. I do non-commercial services and I do data operations services. I have both commercial and non-commercial interests. And I also vote for the government. To some extent, I represent the interests of players. And so, life isn't quite that clear. I think it's probably appropriate for the constituents to have a definition of what an interest of a member should be, but I think that people themselves do not have multiple interests. Why is it there to be honest?
No, the government has the mutual exclusivity principle of saying that people don't have
to be honest. I'm just answering my question.
It's a recognition of the fact that they do. They're saying that you're going to be participating in the DLSO, you can't have two votes. Everybody should get one vote in the DLSO, as much as possible. Much as we can agree to that.
And we're trying not to make the ban that we were saying that vote. But okay. Precisely because.
It's a good way for that to
go. I mean, the NC has worked, but the fact is, I do have both commercial and non-commercial interests. Maybe, I was wondering, does that make some sense? So, should this be an organization? It seems like you have two positions here, but this might be an organization representing very, very broad ideas, groups. Or it might be an organization representing a specific kind of activity on the internet. And maybe I think it's kind of weird that we can discuss later, but this, you guys agree, I think everybody should discuss whether you're looking at something broader or something a little bit narrower in terms of goals. It should just be representing specific organizations to read this, not that I can't read it. It's just self-formation, it's wrapping up. I think we're allowed to tell our team what we're trying to do. And do you want something narrower or broader in terms of what you're looking at? And if I could add, I just came from the World Intellectual Property Organization, such as the mediation in New York City. So I'm practicing my next year.
I do ask for example,
I'd like to rise to the defense if I can and follow up on something that Esther said, which I think is really worthwhile. That we're talking here not about counting heads or votes. We're talking about the representation of interests and voices for interests. And that is why I believe that an inclusive constituency of voices representing non-commercial interests is appropriate, and that's what we're here to do. And I think ICANN is right on target. ICANN, as I recall, said that the question of exclusivity of membership was really open. I think some of the constituencies have said, if you belong to our constituency, you cannot belong to any other. And, you know, there's six of them, some of them that may well be appropriate. It gets a little tricky when you get into, say, business versus trademark or business and trademark, whatever. But the point is that these constituencies, as I believe Esther said, are organized to provide voices, and that should be the goal.
That's maybe
then
where we differ on goals.
That may be.
No,
I said it's an open question, and I think we're, I don't think we should go the route of exclusivity.
I think in terms of our goal of creating a protected space, that's an essential part, then we will simply become the proxy for other interests coming into the constituency if we do not enforce exclusivity.
Exclusivity means
you
cannot be another vendor
of the constituency. Yes, for example, I thought the voting member of a large organization part of the non-commercial constituency, ISOC do not be a member of another constituency.
But isn't that a membership
question? Yeah,
let me talk about
the specificity of voice. Well, no, it's going to be heterogeneous voice within the non-commercial domain, of course. I'm not talking about uniformity. I'm talking about allowing this particular constituency to be a particular place where only non-commercial voices are heard. We got some people back there that never speak anything.
Well, why don't we get some opinions from
I'm getting ready for WCC right now.
You're getting a free seat?
Right. I'm just here with a few disclosures. I think that I think that probably the bigger challenge here is
I'll start by saying, if you look at our website, you see the list of people who've joined the group.
Yeah, and the same thing here.
Could you give me a better
question? Oh, yes, John. Yeah,
this is just as an example of from the University of Ireland, as you saw, industrial cyber-wellness, cyber something like Goldstone, International Council of Computing, Cybersecurity Communications, IGCC. IEEE Communications Society, CII, that's what Taiwan, Internet Society, New York University, IGNet, Policy Oversight Committee, CERPNet, CERIANet, University of Washington, and there's several other types of things. Can I ask a question?
Do you want to hear a few of the organizations that have signed up to the ICIIU? We have a slightly different perspective. The ICIIU is incorporated as a not-for-profit organization, but as a non-membership organization. Our founding principle, as a matter of fact, is self-representation. We want to do our utmost to oblige people, create a situation in which people speak for themselves. We don't want to become an umbrella organization.
We ask you about the organizations that have endorsed your approach.
Well, I'm explaining that our situation is quite different from that of ISAC.
But you say who's
funding? Well, we don't have any real funding. We just incorporated a few months ago. I was thinking about this. It's donations from...
I'm curious just for a flavor of who's been able to influence so far and
let me say that if you ask them, and this goes for anyone else, if you don't want to polarize people politically, then you have to actually, not to say you're going to play fair, but actually do it. So if we're going to have investigations of the funding or of organizations, then every organization has to put their cards on the table. And not just the ICIIU. Thank you very much.
All right? So let's do it.
I'm the first who suggested that. I suggested to begin with that everyone who applies for membership in this constituency come here today with the proof of who their members are and where their funding comes from. You objected to that. Everyone objected to that.
I'm just asking.
If you want to cast aspersions on the ICIIU.
I'm not
trying
to aspersions,
but I assume it's
from God.
Okay, so Esther, I believe that
we are funded by contributions, donations.
I would remind you that this is a self-organized constituency. You are here as an observer, and I would ask you to stay in that role, okay?
I'm just asking.
To get an answer to the last question, we don't want you to give you...
All right.
There are two answers which are...
Okay.
Exactly, do you want to speak to the third organization?
Yeah, this is considering the professional organization, but also done with radio and non-social activities, supporting radio and non-social activities. The American Library Association has also signed on to our compromise
program.
But in keeping with the protected space goals up here, we actually believe that most of the organizations involved in this constituency don't know about it. We believe that the vast majority of organizations, and this is Because we know that the vast majority of organizations engaged in non-commercial speech on the internet are not going to do all the settlement stuff. So that groups involved with supporting from, supplement people, and community organizers, grassroots community organizers, and promotion of the arts, and children's welfare. Pure scientific research, they probably do know that, and I'm so excited to see that. Human rights organizations, political groups in different countries, we don't even know about government structures yet. And people need the business community here, the very savvy and from the legal issues, the trade market. But we believe that most of the groups say under the first and third categories here, the non-commercial communication and the protected speech for non-commercial, protected with non-commercial speech. We think we're creating a space where a many organizations can come.
Yes, that's it. You could ask that question in any organization here. I saw it coming.
We have to do it. We
have not told anybody. This whole thing was pulled together in the lab 2 weeks before the study. I think the membership is aware that ACM is involved in this business, but I certainly agree. I think we let's go back to the point.
Let me remind you, I am on a mailing list in South American, International South American Mailing List, NREG, the Education and Research Network down there. The people who run the list, most of them are ISOC members, but I can assure you that the discussion of what this constituency is all about has only been broached in the most media and superficial way, and only in the past 2 weeks or so. One of the organizations that signed up to the ICIU is a community board in Queens that covers a territory in New York City that includes 125,000 families. Well, we did not canvass 125,000 families to see whether we had their permission to use the community board's name. But we did bring up the subject at two meetings of the community board and have the approval of the chairman of the communications committee. You know, let's face it, there are practical limitations on what you can do.
Yeah,
and I think we're all on the same boat that way.
If you spoke to Adrian particularly, I want to finish my point about that. The simple fact is that this whole business, as you call it, is just getting underway. That the vast majority of universities, arts groups, community organizing projects are simply not aware of it. And it is absurd for any group to say, to try to denigrate another by saying, you're a minority. Everybody in this room is a minority, a tiny minority of the people that are involved. Well, I think the same question could be raised about the internet discussion.
Oh, why do you think you're involved?
excuse me, but I think that we are
just... Yeah, we're going to go on.
Because I don't think that our setup in this meeting is to point out the differences between the three proposals. The goal must be to get to the common element of the proposal. I personally, except for the last round of questions on who are you representing and so on, and who you really are, your hidden interests behind and so on, up to now, I didn't hear much of the difference. I mean, we are talking, the proposal are talking about better non-commercial interests represented in the DNA. They are not represented elsewhere. I see non-commercial in every proposal. I see non-governmental, I see protected space for free speech activity and so on. I think that those are, besides the fact that one of the three speakers is pointing out one thing rather than the other, I think that the common, the certain consensus already here about what we are going to, what we are going to
do. With one...
I would just like to say is that I've been talking about retirement a lot. And it seems very highly desirable for ICOC, among others, to work with HBM. You wanted to do that, I thought you did. But I'm here to know, it's completely different from what Barbara and I were talking about. And what was written to me from Barbara is not the same. And I can be very specific. The goal is not to say a protected space. I'm not against protected space. And it is not what the ACM written position is.
Our written position is public document.
I have it in front of me.
Yeah.
It does not say it.
The protected space is a summary and a phrase that we can
look at in a second. I don't care really. I think that you should want to work with ACM. I'd like to work with money with Michael Steinbeck. It seems to me simple. What can we agree on? And can we go from there? Now hang on a second. If we are really here to come together to make something work, let's do that. Okay? If you're here to corrupt ACM submission, I don't want any part of it.
I don't think that's a valid accusation.
I'm not
saying
anything. I'm just saying that's
a very clever idea to talk about private
accusations. But I think there's room for ACM to completely agree with you. And I've got to be with ACM, and I've got to be with you. Why can't we find a way to do that?
We have,
I don't have
we
have a to find out
something. We have an agreement on goals, but we don't have an agreement on methods. That's the problem.
We have an agreement on goals. It's different than a question of exclusivity.
Well, that's the method. You know, that's the problem.
I mean,
the goal is the same. It's to represent the interests of non-commercial. The
medical, I agree with you. And this is, we are here for finding a space for a voice for non-commercial interest. I think that there will be a point in which we will have differences between the three proposals. And that is when we get into criteria for membership. But for the time being, for the goals, I personally hear consensus, excuse me, except for the fact that what you said in protected state, but that's something that is in the area of membership. How do you define, do we have a really spelled out criteria of exclusivity, mutual exclusivity without the constituencies or not? I think it would be in the fact, you are mentioning ISOC. I think that ISOC is not, I'm just making an example. ISOC is not fitting in the other. Some ISOC members will, but I see ISOC, with the way I see it, as a non-commercial, as the IGF, as other organization, the IEEE or whatever. And now, the point will be probably to define well membership criteria so that there's no doubt on what means. But the basic concept of what this constituency is, I think it's clear. I think that none of us wants to be invaded here by IBM, AT&T, or just to be named, that we bring commercial interest, that we have additional three goals on the ground. But I think that we are all genuinely looking for a space for non-commercial activities.
Well,
can I just say my case, my personal case, I'm Etsy. It has been pointed out. You said standardization of regulation is not their place here. I personally disagree, but I will agree on if this is the rule that the majority says, well, fine with me, as long as we arrive to a way to spell out the rules that are clear and consensus-based and not controversial. That's the point. I mean, we will stay out, and as long as other standardization organizations will stay out, if you open the door for other situations that are similar, then we get in. Then we fight for the union.
No, we all want to be consistent. I mean, that's
exactly.
The point of consensus. Whatever we do, we want to be consistent and fair about how we apply it. Yes.
Okay. Thinking from the point of view of ICANN, where I was speaking of the wildlife community, I just want to point out that we are looking to recognize a role and a set of membership criteria. Obviously, we should input in which board and the board content. We're looking to see what kind of role and culture is. But we're not trying to recognize the organization as the manager of this. We are trying to recognize a set of goals and membership criteria, and then the members themselves, whatever they may be, will be in charge of those. So, to some extent, the focus on the organization and the legal organization may be
accepted.
We don't recognize the organization, we recognize the rules that allow origin or individuals or,
I have a couple of comments I'd like to make from the position of
I know we're getting tied up with the committee about the last sentence of promoting non-commercial activity and security. That means perhaps we should supply the mental action.
This is domain name for
I have to probably ask the case from downstairs that it's going to the fingers. Not much of that. What would be the interest? In Well, I didn't have any more tape. I got that from the upstairs here. Oh, that was wonderful. Okay. So, should I cross out some others? I'll just circle it. We'll circle it. Supporting non-commercial state activity of interest in the Dominion State.
Not exist at all.
There are also some other aspects that can be characterized in a more positive way as just a plain of position. My major concern is that at 1 o'clock, we should come up with some definition of the world, with some definition of the membership, and with some process, because otherwise this constituency would not be formed. Some of the other constituencies are already being formed, and it has been already pointed out that this is the only place where we can gather non-commercial interests. And I would like to come up from this room at 1 o'clock with some proposals.
With a proposal that
can be accepted and touch the constituency and trim out the details on the mailing list starting tomorrow.
In fact,
the next step, I think that we have sufficient needs for the goals, we shouldn't go ahead sleeping on this. And maybe we can attach the point of membership, where I assume that you have a little bit of work to do in order to get to a consensus.
By way of perspective, may I remind everybody that ICANN is, in a sense, the institutionalization and the internationalization of something that we used to call IANA, and a handful of people here quietly for 25 years. It is the administration of names and numbers for the internet. When we get into taxation and all the free speech and privacy crap, it has no place. And it says that we're going to create some organization that's going to try and govern the internet. We're not doing that. We're trying to assign names and numbers, and the domain namespace of the DNSO is an organization that is supposed to advise the ICANN board on issues related to domains.
John, I disagree with that characterization of ICANN. I think if that were to be the case, I would be very happy. The reason I feel like I have to be here is precisely because what you're saying is not true. That ICANN is in the business of internet government. They've got in that business primarily because of the trademark issue. I don't care what they say. I've been following this issue for longer than most members of the ICANN board.
And they're not in it for taxation.
Please just let me have my say about this. We have to be here to protect the rights of the main name holders. ICANN can take their names away, they can regulate speech, and they will, they can regulate intellectual property, and they will. I think that we may agree on the goal, that we don't want ICANN to be involved in that, but in order to accomplish that end, we have to fight very, very hard, and this constituency is one of the places where we're going to have a base to do that.
Is that the same thing as protective?
No.
What does it mean?
Going forward. Not trying not to go backward.
I
see us creating a regulation agency within the regulated agency. We're afraid that ICANN might set the regulation. We want to create a regulated agency to make sure that they don't regulate.
Maybe someday that's the right thing on that account, and maybe some people don't have it accepted that you see a star on that account. Well, come on. Is there a view that, I mean, what's the worst thing that happens to this man happen? Do one of these represent what the two could be here at back? Where
we could start to make something. Well, my dear Kathy, we would create such an incredible bureaucracy.
here in the non-commercial.
The whole thing has already gotten out of hand.
Really good.
That we were in a mouth so intensely that we are literally creating the very thing that I think we should be creating, which is the government structure. It should be self-government. I mean, I agree we have to go through this stuff, but I'm saying we have to
be the perspective. You know, there's an
I really disagree with them, and I think I'm exercising a word of caution. Let's not get carried away.
Can I say something?
I think we need to move on to members of criteria. We have an hour and a half.
But do we think that this is protecting the rights and not smoking the meaning of it? If something were to go astray, that it's good to help decide it back. And that's just a regular thing.
So now we deal with the big hairy ball of wax, which is the criteria.
One point. It should be made clear somehow that these are the rights in the context of the domain and not their rights as citizens of thin learning or what have you. The purpose of ICANN and frankly, a lot of people in either direction want ICANN to become a government and then they want to run it. The people within ICANN actually want it to be very limited in what it manages, regulates, sets policy for. And so the moment people come from outside and try to turn it into a government, then other people try to turn it into a government of different kinds. And the best thing would be for nobody to try and turn it into the government and restrict the sphere of activity to something limited.
Coordination of ethical parameters,
I do have to make an observation, and that is that this constituency, for example, could intervene in the process of, for example, the ICANN board adding, as part of its registration accreditation policy, policy about registration of domain names and what the responsibility of registrants are. Registrants are, in effect, domain name holders. It's a good policy. That's the definition of domain name holders. People register domain names and they hold them, right? Well, there was no intervention, apparently, in the policy of the board, specifically because we didn't have a consistency like this. And that's why this is needed, this consistency. So there will be a voice in future negotiations for policy pertaining to registering the domain name.
Policy.
Well, we're now discussing membership criteria. It seems to me that the key issues have to do with exclusivity with relative to other constituencies. It has to do with how broadly we cast the scope of non-profit versus non-commercial. It has to do with multifarious organizations that have dual roles or claim to have dual roles. I think we have to come to grips with this. I think this is going to be the divisive part. I would hope that people would be sort of mindful of the broader good and not simply their own organizational or personal interest in this process.
Do you
want to just
take the organization statement and give some words
to put it up? Okay.
Do you want to start? Well, thank you for that. 3-4 minutes. You really have to find your own. I'll do my best.
We don't have
time. The original proposal of the ICIIU, which is what's up on the ICANN website, is a sort of extreme position. We took the position that because we wanted to start out with individual domain name holders, that is, people whose names actually appear on the registration form, and who have paid the money and registered a domain name, that seemed to us to be the fundamental unit of this constituency. Was the holder of the domain name, for hell's sake. You can have all sorts of other things, but if you don't have domain name holder, the person who's got the registration in his pocket, whose name is on there, then you can see that this place stands. If this constituency has any fundamental membership, that fundamental membership must be the holder of the non-commercial domain. Then you can start adding on associations and organizations and blah, blah, blah. So to try to get this point across, we made a sort of extremist definition in which we excluded from membership associations, particularly a second-level association, which had members who were obviously commercial domain name holders. We didn't want to let in anybody as a member or let them be represented by association if they were holders of commercial domain names, that is to say .com. We wanted to exclude .com from the position. So, this is not a question and answer session. This is a statement of position. I'll take questions better. Huh? All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead. You need a clarification. I don't want to argue.
My name is Mario Thomas. I'd like to take my position.
Could you do that after I get done saying mine? Would that be all right with you? No, I haven't. Thanks. We worked very hard on proposals, and we're each now stating the position of the 3 proposals that were submitted to the board. And then we'll have a session after this and everybody can discuss it. Is that all right?
Well,
of
course, I would like to share that.
Yeah, what the procedure we're doing is, because we do have 3 proposals on the floor, what we'd like to do is have these 3 proposals briefly summarize their position, and then we will have open discussion. You will be the first person recognized to state your position during the open discussion.
I
could ask the president. At this point, we
still have to. Sure, yeah, but I'd like to finish.
No, I said the clarification is when you were talking about excluding some of the constituency, people who might have a commercial name, were you meaning people who might have a commercial name that would be a member of an organization that was in the constituency?
Well, we try to look for a way of keeping out of the constituency organizations which, in essence, represented commercial members. That is to say, it seemed to us that if an organization, even if it was registered or incorporated as a non-for-profit, had as members .com and other commercial entities,
that they would not be speaking to non-commercial domain name holders and should not be members of this
consortium.
Like the IMCA, like the ICAA, like the
ICC,
and like ISOC in its role as representative in whatever way it may represent its commercial members, because it has commercial members. And ISOC does not just have commercial funders. Esther Dyson many people have made the argument against our definition. If you want to exclude people who are funded by commercial interests, well, many people have said you can't do that because so many non-profit, truly non-commercial interest organizations do get money from corporations.
But we said,
well, okay, but then you get into this problem. But ISOC, not only do they accept funding, but they actually have members that provide things to. Please let me just finish stating the ICIU's position. Then you can tell me to go to home, but let me state it first. So we said, well, you know, there's got to draw a line somewhere. We're willing to give up our refusal of second-level organizations that accept funding from corporations. We'll concede on that point, okay? Because not all non-commercial organizations, but many take money from corporations. Personally, my opinion is when you take money from a corporation, you end up doing their business for them. That's my feeling. That's been my experience. But all right, everybody argues with me. They say, no, you can take millions of dollars from IBM and then vote against IBM. I don't believe it. But people insist that's the case. One woman. All right. But ISOC not only takes money, they have members who are, you know, IBM, ACT, et cetera. Okay, John Hughes clarified that today. He said, well, they're here representing their non-commercial members, not their commercial members. If that's possible, I'll accept it. I don't believe it's possible, but some people say it's possible. So I'll sum up in very briefly by saying that our position is that the fundamental membership here, if not the only one, are the people who have registered non-commercial domain names. That means that .eu and .org, principally. Okay?
Exact
word. People, holders, on behalf of the ICIU and the people who agree with it, which are uniquely organizations that have no funding and no membership that is commercial. Okay? No, it's not a question of, I just said that, you know, but it's not a question of what your domain name is so much.
Yeah. You know
that
not all
It goes beyond that. It's very clear, you know, if your activity on the internet and exchange of money, if money's changing hands, that's a commercial interest. You know, you're involved in trade, you know, it's trade. We take an extremist position. No money changing hands, not trade, non-commercial, clear enough. These are definitions you can find in textbooks.
They're
not workable. It may not be workable, that's our
concern. Okay, but this is an accurate
phrasing. I wouldn't
need more than you. We took that as their position. It's not your position.
Yeah, I'm
just saying that. What you think is why somebody voted. Is that in your statement? Is that in your document?
Do you want this or do you want this?
You didn't say that.
The community, all the documents that we need, cdc.org/interview, they say non-community.
Yeah, so that's fine. We don't say it. Perhaps it's
student.
But
they Michael, I have a problem because there are ISPs and there are
lawyers
and there are
some
other
things. We're not debating
them
now, we are stating
them. Please, I'm going to
have to order
non-commercial
and hybrid domain. All we are doing here is letting the proposers who have documents of what their position is summarize for you what their positions are. Please do not debate the positions. You can ask questions to clarify them. You can ask questions to clarify them. That's fine. Do not debate the positions, please. They're not correct with the position. If they can't state their own position correctly, that's not your problem.
And I'm gonna try to work small, but unlike last time, there'll be room for more than three positions. We'll continue it so that everyone, we started with the people up here, but we'll go on to other two so that we can have other meetings.
Our position is, this is the group, including the Internet Society and a very long list of other organizations that came together to make a proposal for this constituency. But it's not necessarily any particular member of the group. I'm sure they're going to conflict in views. And that really is a key to our membership criteria, that it is an inclusive group to give a voice to all non-commercial domain name holders, and the only limitation which was set forth on the website would be to exclude obvious trade associations that are National Association of Manufacturers, for example, is one that comes to mind, or a Chamber of Commerce, which would be particularly for trade. But our membership proposal would allow for example, universities that frequently make a great deal of money from commercial licensing and patents and so on. It would include the Internet Society, for example. It would include Etsy, for example, all of whom are devoted primarily to advancing the interests of the Internet as a whole. And in that connection, I would say that the membership is not to be determined on one strictly defined issue of trademarks. I do not agree that the trademark issue is the touchstone of non-commercial domain name holders' activity. It's certainly a very serious interest, but the stability of the Internet, the governance of the Internet, many, many other factors are of great concern to the group known as non-commercial domain name holders, and we propose to include all of them.
So it's inclusive
of associations,
but
inclusive
of
organizations. Any non-profit, non-commercial organization. Let's say any non-commercial, non-profit organization. Well, I put a positive.
using domain names for personal and family communication express.
I'm arguing for the two half syndrome, so that D6 is 70 inches.
Yeah. Do
you want? There's another clarification. No, it says cumbersome criteria for the 28 inches. I'm just saying that it would be temporary. So a temporary hospitality within this constituency. We would respect our independence
if that is not what's in the proposal. What's in the proposal is that the temporary method would recommend that individuals who are holding a domain name to their own personal speech or the speech of their family be admitted. So therefore, the scenario of somebody who's running a hosting an online business in the .com domain would not be welcome to this.
The not-for-profit
But also, and we have to member in, if you're a membership organization, you can have over 1,000 members, a non-membership organization, over 200 employees, these are all possible, completely virtual. But not only non-profit, but promoting non-profit activity on the internet. And that's very important. Yes.
I think it's clear that we do not specifically define the organization. We'd be happy to understand the definition. Yes.
Okay. Yes. I'd like to say about the experience that you guys gave me. And from our other things, I'd like to say, I respect that because they know I think it's a way to stay as a member of the society that you think that you have to make a member.
Six in number, are in essence commercial, except I suppose you could argue that the RIRs aren't commercial.